The private school owners described as a sensitive government directive that they must pay between 10 and 20,000 naira as cost of compulsory fumigation of their schools. A school proprietor in Osogbo, Mr. Gokimi Godon, wondered where government expected them to get such an amount considering the fact that they had been out of business without an income since March. Notwithstanding, Mr. Migbono said the schools were ready to receive their final year student come Thursday.
We have set the furniture to receive the children in line with the physical distancing. We have our thermometers, we have the hand washing stations, and every other thing that is required.
Another school owner in the Iwo local government, Mr. Oyelare Olasupo, described the directive as a breach of promise by the government.
We were told that the fumigation has been subsidized. But to me, collecting 10,000 naira, 50,000 naira, 20,000 naira, depending on the sizes of the school compound, to me is like extortion. It's too much for us.
You raised an issue.
But the Osun government insisted that the amount was not too much for private schools which were being run as a business. Alhaji Jami Olawumi is the special advisor to the Osun State Governor on Education.
It's a private business. It's a control experiment. Government is running schools. You now say you can run it better. And you are running it. Yes, fine, fantastic. They're doing well. But we don't have that stimulus package.
Across the schools visited, staff register was placed in front of the administrative block to indicate who and who resumed and times of resumption. At Atahoja Government Secondary School in Osogbo, a teacher who did not want to be mentioned told Radio Nigeria that the school had already been fumigated, adding that the teachers were putting things in shape. Meanwhile, the state government has directed any student coming to resume for boarding house must present a certificate that he or she has undergone the COVID-19 test. From Osogbo, Adinitan Akinola, Radio Nigeria.